You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Hey everybody, Sean A. Russell here, Vegans Explore podcast, and today we are here with Stephanie Small from Date Night, who is the head of community. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for having me on board.
Yeah, so we met earlier this year when you launched a campaign with PETA, which we're going to talk about in a moment, and then reconnected as you're hosting the campaign again, getting more involved, finally getting you on our platform so people can hear more about what you're doing. So tell us all about this incredible campaign.
Yeah, so it's awesome. So Date Night is a virtual speed dating platform, and we're here to serve people to help them find each other. Dating apps, you know, people becoming fatigued. It's hard to keep swiping left and right. And what we came up with during COVID actually was a way for people to meet, actually talk to real people. But you still have that online feature, which means you don't have to commute. You're not worrying about parking. It's sort of like efficient, effective dating. And we partnered with PETA now for the third time this year to run virtual speed dating events for vegans. And this is currently in the US and in Canada. And what's cool is we have all ages, really. We have the youngest would probably be 18, 19 on our platform. The oldest data was 81 that we've had so far. And you can put in the age range that you wanna meet, all different preferences and location as well. Cause we know for people it's important to meet someone who's local. So you can say in there, you know, we're 5 miles, 10 miles, whatever it is. And we match you accordingly, and it's really great. We've had awesome success rates. There are couples that are still chatting and that we're in touch with, and I hope that we're going to be able to, you know, give a little success story soon. But it's really, really awesome. Majority of people in the event actually come out with at least one match. And so when two sides say yes, we connect them and then they kind of take it from there.
So you guys are putting a spin on the dating scene, kind of bringing the online app world to the speed dating world in a unique way. So what started this? How did you guys decide to even take this on?
Yeah, it's a good question. And also, sorry, there's a little doggy walking around me, so if you're going to hear any pause, that's Lulu. But so COVID was an interesting time because we realized that everyone was in lockdown and people wanted to be connected as much as possible. And as that time went on, so we experienced in the beginning, we were trying to, you know, do things through Zoom. And we say, one second, there's got to be a better way to do this. We have to find a way to make this really easy and a really fun experience. And it's awesome. I mean, the platform does it all. You meet people for up to, there's 7 minutes that you meet people for. And then we have a break in between each date. So in an hour, you can meet up to seven people. It's like in and out, and you just met a whole bunch of people. When you compare that to dating apps, you could spend hours swiping and chatting. It would just be, you know, hey, and then 3 hours later, another hey. And this is kind of like, okay, wait, we're humans. Let's bring that communication back and help people just get to know each other and, you know, feel the vibe. And it's enough. 7 minutes is enough to kind of understand, okay, is this person interesting? Do I want to hear about them a little bit more? You know, did I feel like we had a connection? And you can also tell when it was just, it was definitely a no.
Why a vegan? Why embrace the vegan community? What is your why behind that?
Yeah, good question. So a few reasons. One is we want to help people who are kind of a minority, you know, and it's hard. I know that for vegans, it's hard to find someone who matches their lifestyle and who really feels that value, you know, to the core. And we realized that there just wasn't enough out there for vegans to meet each other. And the third part of that is really that we can do good whilst we are doing this. So working with PETA means that we can give back to the community. 25% of the net event proceeds actually goes to PETA. And I was just mentioning my doggy here, Lulu. And what we're doing with PETA is we're building dog houses out of that money. So we've built already 19 dog houses for backyard dogs who, you know, are maybe not treated super well. They don't have enough shelter. And it just feels good to be, one, connecting people, which is something that we find meaningful. And secondly, feel like we're giving back and we're helping animals. So it's really like a full circle for us.
How often can people expect this to happen?
So we've been running them every 2 months so far. We had our first one around Valentine's Day. Yeah, I mean, ideally we'd have one every month, but right now it's on a 2 month basis. And when someone joins, you know, even if they just put their details down and register, they can enter the database if they're not ready to attend this event this time around, and they'll just be, you know, updated about future events. But it's great. It's really fun. We've been hearing great feedback, and it's just allowing people to meet with ease, you know, without having all the drama sometimes around dating and trying to work out, you know, is someone going to ghost me once I tell them that I'm vegan? It's been really, really great to help people out.
And then finally, can you just tell us where people can go to get more information?
So to find out more about this awesome event that we're hosting, if you go on Peter's website, you can also find it there. And we're blasting it all over Facebook. And if you search Date Night Vegan, you also find information on Google. So Sean, thank you so much for having me and for helping us spread the word and for everything that you guys do for the community.
No problem. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing the community respond and be excited about everything.